Psalm 77, verses 10 through 15. That's our psalm today as we continue our journey through this Old Testament songbook for Israel. This psalm was written by Asaph, and here's what he wrote, continuing from yesterday. He wrote in Psalm 77, verse 10, "Then I thought, to this I will appeal, the years when the Most High stretched out His right hand. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember Your miracles of long ago. I will consider all Your works and meditate on all Your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display Your power among the people. With Your mighty arm, You redeem Your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph." So the best predictor of the future is a person's actions in the past, right? So it is with God. In the first part of this psalm, Asaph recorded his desperate pleas in the night. He was alone and afraid, and he felt God had forgotten him. Then he collected his thoughts, and he focused on God's past work. In remembering the things that God had done, Asaph's questions turned into statements of facts. God is perfect, and His ways are perfect. There is no God as great as our God. He performs miracles and displays His great power. With His mighty arm, He delivered His people. Reviewing what God has done in the past is not a religious spin that makes us feel better about our present situation. Rather, reviewing God's work takes our thoughts off present circumstances and places them on the person of God with whom we have history. When we think of the times God has worked in our past, we can be confident that He is working in our present. So, Father, thank You for giving me evidence that You are at work in my life. Thank You for working in my past. I know that You will never change. I look forward to seeing how You will work in my present. In Jesus' name, amen.